This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has decided to increase minimum support price for 14 crops, develop Vadhavan Port in Maharashtra, and develop the first offshore wind terminal in Gujarat and Tamil Nadu. The government has also taken decisions for development of Varanasi Airport and National Forensic Infrastructure Enhancement Scheme. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government has taken five major decisions in the cabinet meeting. Talking about the decisions, Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet approved minimum support prices for 14 kharif crops for marketing season 2024-25. He said significant increase in MSP for paddy, cotton, millets, pulses, oilseeds will benefit the farmers. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has decided to develop an all-weather greenfield port at Vadhavan in Maharashtra. He said over 76,000 crore rupees will be spent on building this port, and after completion, this will be one of the top 10 ports of the world. He said this port will generate around 12 lakh job opportunities in the coming years. Mr. Vaishnav said the government is continuously working to increase the renewable energy capacity in the country, and in this direction, the government has decided to develop first offshore wind terminal. He said two projects will be commissioned in Gujarat and Tamil Nadu, having 500 megawatt capacities each. The minister also informed that cabinet has approved the development of Lal Bahadur Shastri International Airport, Varanasi, at a cost of 2,869 crore rupees. UGC NET June 2024 examination has been cancelled by the government. A fresh examination will be conducted later, for which the information will be shared separately. The examination has been cancelled after the inputs from Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre indicated that the integrity of the examination may have been compromised. The matter is being handed over to the Central Bureau of Investigation for thorough investigation in the matter. The National Testing Agency, NTA, conducted the UGC NET June 2024 examination yesterday in two shifts across different cities of the country. Today, the University Grants Commission, UGC, received certain inputs from National Cyber Crime Threat Analytics Unit of Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre under the Ministry of Home Affairs on the examination. Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the first round of pre-budget consultations with leading economists in New Delhi ahead of the General Budget 2024-25 today. The pre-budget consultation meeting was also attended by Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Secretary, Secretaries of Departments of Economic Affairs, Revenue, Financial Services and Corporate Affairs and Chief Economic Advisor. As cases of heat stroke surge in several parts of the country due to an unrelenting heat wave, the Union Health Ministry today issued an advisory for state health departments asking them to ensure preparedness and timely response to deal with heat-related illnesses. It has asked state nodal officers to disseminate the National Action Plan on Heat-Related Illnesses, HRI, and implement health action plans at district and city levels. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir starting tomorrow. During his visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate 84 major development projects worth over 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. More than 550 pilgrims have lost their lives due to scorching heat wave during Hajj pilgrimage at Mecca in Saudi Arabia, with extreme temperatures exceeding 50 degrees Celsius. In women's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 4 runs in the second one-day international of the three-match series in Bengaluru this evening. The third match of the series will be played on 23rd of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.